Welcome to This Is America in VOA Special English. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Singer and songwriter Bob Dylan has been performing for more than 40 years. The 67-year-old musician and his band are currently on tour in Europe. Last week on our program, we looked back at his rise as a folk singer in the early 1960s.
1965 was a turning point, the year he went electric. It would anger many fans of his folk music, but gain new fans of rock and roll.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, do the bump of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal.
Like a Rolling Stone was on Bob Dylan's sixth album, Highway 61 Revisited. The single reached number 2 on the Billboard music charts in July of 1965. The album came at a time when he was exploring different kinds of music. This new record included blues and rock influences. He also had excellent supporting musicians, including the famous blues guitarist Mike Bloomfield.
1965 was also the year he got married to Sarah Lowndes, but the pressure of performing internationally and producing records was building up. Then, in July of 1966, something happened that seemed to change everything. He spent months out of public life. He needed the time, he said, to recover from injuries suffered in a motorcycle accident near his home in Woodstock, New York. Yet the events of that time have given writers and fans something to talk and debate about ever since. During this period, he worked with some of the musicians he had traveled with that year. These musicians formed their own group, known simply as The Band. An album of Bob Dylan and The Band, called The Basement Tapes, was released in 1975.
That big, dumb blonde with a wheel of gold, turtle and friend of hers with his checks all forged and his cheeks in a chunk with cheese in the cash. They're all gonna be there at that $1 million bash. Ooh, baby, ooh, please. Ooh, baby, ooh, please. It's that $1 million bash.
For several years, Bob Dylan did not make records as often as he had early in his career. Not only that, he began writing songs with a country music sound. In 1969, he released the record Nashville Skyline. It included the hit Lay, Lady, Lay.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big brown bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay a across my big red bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big red bed.
The young Bob Dylan, with the power and poetry of his folk music, was often called the voice of his generation. Yet, he did not appear at his generation's most famous music festival. The Woodstock Music and Art Fair took place in August of 1969. By then, this voice of a generation had moved on. Through the early 70s, Bob Dylan continued to experiment with his sound. He worked with many different musicians. Then, in 1975 in Minneapolis, he made a record that many consider one of his best. Blood on the Tracks included this song, Shelter from the Storm.
'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
In 1976, Bob Dylan released Desire. It became a number one record. The year before, he had started touring with a new group of musicians. They called their tour the Rolling Thunder Review. It included folk performers like Joan Baez and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. Singer and songwriter Joni Mitchell also joined the tour. So did Arlo Guthrie, the son of Woody Guthrie, the biggest musical influence on Bob Dylan's early career. Poet Allen Ginsberg took part in a film about the tour. And playwright Sam Shepard traveled with the group, writing about what he saw. His observations were later published as the Rolling Thunder Logbook.
Other changes were about to take place in Bob Dylan's life. In 1977, he and his wife Sarah divorced. They had four children together and also raised a daughter from Sarah's earlier marriage. Their son, Jacob Dylan, by the way, is a rock singer who put out a new album just last week. 2 years later, in 1979, Bob Dylan announced that he was a born-again Christian. The Jewish-born performer expressed his new religion in three records, starting with Slow Train Coming. It won him a Grammy Award for Best Rock Vocal Performance for Gotta Serve Somebody.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble, you might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
The 1980s saw highs and lows for Bob Dylan. He and singer Carolyn Dennis secretly married in 1986 and had a daughter. But that marriage also ended in divorce in 1992. In Chronicles, his autobiography, Bob Dylan writes about a point during his touring when he lost feeling for his music. But he would find new reasons to perform and start what he calls his never-ending tour. In 1988, he was voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The following year, he released the widely praised album, Oh Mercy.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times when men commit crimes. The crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Officers hanging down. Wedding bells ringing. Angels singing. Lives cover up the ground.
The past 20 years of Bob Dylan's career have been just as notable as the first. In 1991, he received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. 6 years later, he received the Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award. That same year, 1997, he suffered a life-threatening heart infection. He healed quickly, however, and was back touring within the year. In 1997, he also released the album Time Out of Mind. It received 3 Grammys. Then he won an Academy Award for Best Song for Things Have Changed in the 2000 movie Wonder Boys.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. That white skin got a sense inside. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies in wild dress, waiting on the last plane. Standing on the gallows with my head. Any minute now I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy inside my head. I'm locked in the head. I'm out of rage. I used to care, but things have changed.
His album Love and Theft was released by chance on September 11th, 2001. Music critics praised it, but some people said the words were similar to the book Confessions of a Yakuza by Japanese writer Junichi Saga.
In 2006, at the age of 65, Bob Dylan returned to the top of the music world. He had a number one record with Modern Times. Bob Dylan continues to tour, playing about 100 shows a year. He is also writing the second part of his autobiography. The first part of Chronicles was published in 2004. It reached number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list. It showed that people are still hungry to know about an artist who took his own road and never looked back.
Standing on the water, casting your breath, while the eyes of the idol with the iron head are glowing. Distant ships sailing into the mist, you are born with a snake in both your fists, while a hurricane is blowing.
Our program was written and produced by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Part one of our Bob Dylan biography can be found at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English.
Just come and dance to the night and get